Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Howard, Vice President and General Manager of PGC Incorporated.
On Monday, August 7th, 1972, at 7:42 a.m. on the Harve Moore Show, a man identifying himself as Dr. Strangeletter called this radio station and informed us that he had stolen the W from PGC.
This is Dr. Strangeletter, and only I can say WPGC AM and FM. Morningside.
This is Dr. Strangeletter.
We'll make a production.
With clue number 18.
Ah.
Things may seem dark in your quest for cash. The day will brighten if you're not so rash.
For the missing W, number 21, the W mystery deepens every hour. Perseverance. Do you have the power?
Columbus reviewing clue number 23, just revealed today. Giving you some tips on the exact location of the missing W, it goes like this. Horace Greeley was partly right. Remember the W. Remember what Horace Greeley said. The W will be in sight.
Spinners!
A rich reward is the fruit of your labor. There's one at each end of a special neighbor.
This should be a juicy clue. Upon discovery, you'll see right through.
Land Sumeri, land of Goshen. The nearby water is not the ocean.
This is Dr. Strangeletter, and it appears that one of your listeners has found your missing W. Yes, someone has pinpointed its exact location. However, it will be necessary for me to wait for tomorrow's and Thursday's mail to go through those entries and see if we have any other correct guesses. I'll be calling back soon.
You've been waiting for the last 4 weeks. Of course, on August 7th was that Dr. Strangeletter stole our W right here on the Harve Moore Show, just about this time, as a matter of fact, about 8 o'clock in the morning, and he took our W, and for the past 4 weeks, we've been giving out clues on the air he has to its location, and someone finally located our missing W, and we called them on the phone.
Hello, is Jeannie Patton there, please?
Yes, this is she.
Jeannie, hi, this is Harve Moore calling from PGC Radio Station.
Yeah?
And we're calling some of the people who have entered our missing W contest. You were one of them.
Uh-huh.
And reading your card here, you say, my guess is the W and the word Georgetown and the sign that reads Old Georgetown 1751. And it says it's located near the American Station on the M Street Northwest side, past 26th Street Northwest, next to the bridge on M Street. On the left side of the street, as you're going into Georgetown, the sign is black. Can you tell us why you picked that location, Jeannie?
Well, because of the clues. It was actually accidental. I'd been looking for the W like a maniac, running all over the town, and Saturday afternoon, so I just gave up and I was turning the corner. In fact, I saw the one on the Pennsylvania Avenue side first. And I saw right through it, said 1751. I said, that's up to 14. I said, oh my gosh. So I turned around, I looked back, and I started yelling and screaming. I said, that's gotta be it. That's because about 2 weeks ago I said that would be a perfect spot for it. But I went down there at night and didn't see a sign. So then I sent that entry in for that Pennsylvania Avenue side. Then Monday morning there was a clue, there's one on its side of a special neighbor or something, so I thought of the American Station, so we ran back down there and looked on the other side, and there was one on the other side.
Well, Jeannie, you just won $5,000.
Oh, you're kidding! Really?
Really, Jeannie, you won $5,000 and a color TV. We received your entry, and of course, as you mentioned, you had the other two locations too. The other location, I should say, where there was another old Georgetown sign, but that was the specific location.
Yeah.
On M Street. And let's find a little bit of, where do you work, first of all?
Senator Hatfield's office.
Senator Hatfield's office. What do you do there?
I'm a secretary.
Uh-huh. And how long have you worked there?
For a year.
Uh-huh. Where do you live, Jeannie?
In Alexandria, Virginia.
You're nervous, right?
I'm nervous wreck. I've been sitting here a nervous wreck all afternoon.
Did you think you were going to get this call?
I was positive that was the location, but I didn't know if I got it in time.
Oh, I see. You live where now?
in Alexandria, Virginia.
Is that your home originally? Have you lived there all your
life? Well, I used to live in D.C., and I just moved from Maryland to there. So I've been in the area the whole time.
Do you mind if we ask how many years you've been here? In other words, your age. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Oh, I'm 19.
You're 19. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Lorraine High School in Suitland, Maryland.
Are you married, single, or?
I'm single, I'm engaged.
You're engaged?
Yeah.
Well, I guess this money will come in handy then.
That's for sure.
I guess the question everyone wants to know, what are you going to do with $5,000?
Well, first I'm splitting it with my sister because we both went in this thing together. And then I guess I'll save the money for furniture and stuff when I get married.
Was there any specific clue, Jeannie, that led you to that point? What was the first clue that led you down there to Georgetown?
The 13, the one that said 13 or halfway through, and then you repeated it, but you said halfway there, which meant halfway through the alphabet, and then halfway there, which kind of cornered it, but I never went down there to check till last week.
When did you go down there?
Saturday.
Uh-huh. Well, you're $5,000 richer, Jeannie. Jeannie Patton of Alexandria, we're real happy for you, and I know that you're happy, too.
Just
by your exuberance there when we told you you were the winner. Did you have anyone else helping out on the clues?
My sister.
Was she pretty sure that it was that location also?
Yeah. She's the only one. We were the only optimistic ones about it. Everybody else said, no, it can't be.
Had you told any people that you were sure of the location?
Yeah, people I'm working with, and I've been driving them crazy all day.
Well, again, let's go over your card here. Jeannie says, my guess, the W is in the word Georgetown on the sign that reads Old Georgetown, 1751, and it's located near the American Station on the M Street Northwest side, past 26th Street Northwest, next to the bridge on M Street, the left side of the street as you're going into Georgetown. The sign is a black sign, and as you pointed out a few minutes ago, you can see through it.
Uh-huh.
And that was the exact location. There was another sign down there, as you pointed out, on the Pennsylvania Avenue side of the American Station, but this was the specific one. This is the location that Dr. Strangeletter had sealed in the envelope at Suburban Trust, and he called us a while ago and informed us that Jeannie Patton of Alexandria was the winner of $5,000 and a color TV. So we're real happy for you, Jeannie. What we'd like to do is, well, of course, we're going to send you a certificate in the mail so that you can come in and pick up your check.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to need a permission. We'd like to take a full-page ad out in the newspaper, and we'd like permission to use your picture in the ad.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the conversation as it went yesterday with Jeannie Patton. We informed her yesterday afternoon about 2:15 or so that she had won the $5,000, and you'll be seeing her picture throughout the metropolitan area, and you'll be hearing her on PGC, of course. I guess we can say W now, can't we? I don't know. Excuse me a second here. Hello.
This is Dr. Strangeletter.
Uh-huh.
The clever Miss Patton has deciphered the clues and located your W. And being a man of my word, I'm going to restore your precious W, which I stole August 7th. I've been foiled. But a word of warning, Mr. Moore. Miss Patton, listeners everywhere, beware. Someday, I shall return. Beware. Goodbye for now.